The Stam Da'as of the Shulchan Aruch is that most people, when they take a cup of soda, are potter from a bar of ashes. Right? Because if you don't drink it up with two glimmers, right, you go take a can of soda and you drink it in, like most people go through a can of soda, 10, 15 gulps. The Stam Da'as of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's no bar of ashes. The Goyen holds there is. The Goyen Tak holds the Shiris Kedei Achilas Pras. But the Stam Da'as of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's Kedei Shtiyas Revis, which is a very short period of time. Very short period of time. It's a Chiddush Nifla from all started. Chiddush Nifla. It's like I told you, it's between 30 seconds and a minute. Is it Reb Moshe holds it's a minute. And other Merkanish HaPoiskim held that it was 30 seconds. But that's about it. It's not, you don't have much time for that. It's two glimis. It's literally drink half a revius, then drink another half. Normal, like a normal way. So sipping a can of sodas would not qualify. You understand? Would not qualify. The Goyen holds that you have a shir kedei achilas pras. But the truth is that the whole concept, before you go to the makaris, the whole concept is really difficult. Because think about it, a revius is more than a kazayis. Okay, a revius is like a kazayis and a half. Okay? So it comes out that, let's even talk about bracha achrona, before you get to Yom Kippur, bracha achrona. Comes out that in order for somebody to make a bracha achrona, for kazayis, which is less than a revius, right? They have enough time to eat a turkey de achilas pras, right? Which is between 3 and 4 bayim. Let's go by the smaller share. 3 bayim. 3 bayim is 6 kazesim. Might just make the arithmetic. You know, it sounds like a de achilas pras, kedei revius, arithmetic. That means that in order to have a hanor, to make a bracha achrona, by salads, you have 6 times the amount of time that it takes to eat that kazayis. If you wanted to just eat it. Yeah? 6 times. That's at least between 6 and 8 times. So if I ate this kazayis and I spread it out 6 times the amount of time that it takes to eat this kazayis, I'm still chayv a bracha achrona. It's called an achila. And if I drink, I only have kedei shtiyas revius. I have to drink it like this. Stop once in the middle. What happened? How do you make sense of it, I'm saying? You have to make some sense out of it also, right? It's like brich sanen. It's how bracha you're making on hanor. The shiurim are based on hanor. Now the bracha rishayna, it's also to be toyim. To be nanim in oil mazeh b'li bracha, any amount, even a mashu. Te'ima is potter from a bracha. That's because you're not even mechavan to swallow it. But bracha achrona is totally in l'chayra, in sphere. A shir that gives you a sphere. And that's why you have the famous taz with the chiddush gadol, that by whiskey, he holds the shir is not a revius. You take a yeshiva bracha, yeah, revius. It's very revius. But whiskey is an ounce. You take a shot of whiskey, the taz holds yichayev bracha achrona. The famous Divrei Chaim stretched that taz to Kiddush. To be matzdik the meaning of the chassidim, they make on a schnapps glazel Kiddush. The Divrei Chaim used the ener taz. The problem is whenever you have a big Kiddush and then you stretch it more, it snaps. Right? So this taz is a Kiddush gogel. That you make a bracha achrona even on a schnapps glazel, a chiddush glazel. Then, when you get to Kiddush, now you're pulling it further. Why? Because Kiddush, you need a koishal bracha. And koishal bracha is halacha l'moshe misinai. It's b'ayim, it's b'ayim. The gemara navi p'sochim. There's halacha l'moshe misinai. What's a sheer kais? So now you have to take the tazis chiddush, and you have to stretch it and say that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of the size of a kois also changes. Tosheshen. By me, that's already very... So whenever I have somebody in my shoe who used to make Kiddush on a Schnapps Gleisel, and they would be wearing a ring also, that's how Hasidish they are, that they're wearing a ring. You know, some Elta Zeta was Hasidish, but they're wearing a ring. Okay? So I tell them, the ring is a Chatzitza with the Kiddush. This is a big Kiddush to Divrei Chaim. Again, Divrei Chaim was a tremendous gadol in Halacha. But it's a chiddush, a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Brichas Hanenim is totally an anah. So Lamaisi, you have to understand, how is it that the shir is so different? You understand? That needs clarity. When you have clarity in that, then you already begin to understand everything. Now I'm going to share with you also a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer, that he said a chiddush nifla about the shita of his father. And this will make a lot of things clear here. The Gemara Krisis, Taka says Mefurish, that the shir is Kedei Achilas Pras, by shtir. Talking about Shosa Mashkim Tameim, if you drank liquids to make you Tomei, you have to drink it in the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras, which is why the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid, in Shvisas also, when the Rambam says the shir is Kedei Shtiyas Revius, which by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Payas and Ilchus Yom Kippur, that's the Stam Das in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says drinking is Kedei Shtiyas Revius. That means according to the Stam Das of the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody drinks a Revius in a minute, he spreads it out a minute, he's Potter, Yom Kippur. Right? Not 10 minutes or 9 minutes, the big shiur. 1 minute. And that's a big shiur. A minute is a big shiur. Shtei Revius. Shulchan Aruch then says, V'yei shoymim, k'dei achilas pras. V'ashtei sachtem b'shabur says, the goyin is choshish for that, the goyin l'shitose. But the stam da'as of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's k'dei shtiyas revius. So the Ravid says, I don't understand. So mefurisha gemara in Krisis that says that the shir by mashke is also k'dei achilas pras. The Rambam found the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that this new shir of Kedei Shtiyas Revius. But the Gemara, the Stam Gemara in Krisis, says that the shir is Kedei Achilas Pras by Mashkin. Shosa Mashkin Temeyan. The shir is Kedei Achilas Pras. So how do we get around that? So the answer has to be that, and this is the way already the Noisi Kalim of the Rambam explained, that Achila, by when you Achila, it's a shear of Derech Hanah. Shtia is a shear Derech Hanah. Tuma is not Derech Hanah. Tuma, you become Tomei. If somebody put the mashke in your mouth like that, you're Tomei, right? So since it's not totally Derech Hanah, it's not a different shear by mashke than by Eichel. That's how they explain the Shita Sarambam, Agishmak Apshat, Norvaz. It makes my original elementary question that I asked you even stronger. So what? That means you're telling me it's not a sheer dikadin, it's hana dikadin. Why the sheer of Revius is shorter. And that's why by Tumah, which is not totally nano, tak it's the same sheer as Eichel. The same Aloch Omoshim Bissinai, Kedei Achilas Pras, Mashenkin by hana. Then the shir is Kedei Shtiyas Revius. So now, it magnifies the question I asked you. I asked you, how could it be that the Derech Hanah of a food is 6 times the amount, if you spread it out up until 6 times, at least 6 times, maybe 8 times, the amount of time that it takes to eat this kazayis, it's called Derech Hanah. And by Shtiyah, Kedei Revius. What's the logish from them? What's the logic? How could it be? What I'm telling you now strengthens it. Because the way we're answering the Stiris HaRambam... By the way, the Rambam himself passes like the Gemara Krisis. In Ilchus Avos HaTumah, he says if somebody drinks Mashkin Tumeim, it's a Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. So the Rambam himself is clearly not going against the Gemara Krisis. He passes it. So he holds this difference between Derech Hanah and not Derech Hanah. What's the tzach? So Rabbi Yisrael Shinori is a very important yusoid, and this affects so many other halachas. Unbelievable. Somebody drinks water on Yom Kippur, Shalaylut Soma. You don't make a shahakal. Right? You don't make a shahakal. Does that mean that are you over Yom Kippur? Are you over the Isra of Yom Kippur? Right? Or somebody drinks water, Shalaylut Soma. Water, you only make a bracha if you're doing it out of thirst. Right? So if you're drinking water just to swallow something to make it more comfortable, you don't make a bracha on it. What about a bracha achrona? Is there a svia from mayim? Nafkamina would be on Yom Kippur. If somebody's shoyse mayim shaloi l'tzimoyin, is he over anything on Yom Kippur? Is he over anything on Yom Kippur? So echad hashayil. Again, we can't go into. I just want to give you a general cloud that'll make it much clearer. The Ksav Sefer brings down his father's tshuva, the famous tshuva of his father, that we spent a lot of time on, that Yom Kippur also needs anas me'ayim. You need anas goyren, but you also need anas me'ayim. Listen to the Ksav Sefer. He says, I found in the chidushim of my father, I ad koid vorenu b'achilus Yom Kippur. The toli b'yesuva daita. The leka rak b'milui keres. Asked you have to fill up your stomach in order to be chayiv. Ulechayra hu adin shtia. Lechayra, the same halacha would apply to shtia, which would mean that if a person would drink a revius and then spit it up, right, it wouldn't go down to he'd be potter. You need to have hanas meyayim on Yom Kippur. Umayishno. Avul re'eze motzosi ro'isi acharoi b'kisvei ha'koydeh shel chidushev of his father. Reish perikim ha'kipum shekosav le'ziknusai. These are special chidushim. He wrote in his older years, which I heard this from Rabbi Yankov many times. Rabbi Yankov said that the chidushim that he wrote when he was older, we should be more machshiv. If there's a stira, we should go by the chidushim and some of the people that were there were like bewildered that L'chayra, you know, older, you're not as... It's a Mishnah Nuxim. Ziknei Torah calls my Shemaskinim, Daitim Misei Hashem Bezaleh. So if I count, whatever I said when I was older, go by that better. So he says, Ro'isi b'kisri ha'kori chidushev shekosel ha'ziknusoy u'miskeinim espinanti d'yesh l'chalik ben achil l'shtiyah. Shtiyah is totally an anas goren. Not only that, the Chassam Sofer held that even Reish Lakish, who in Maseches Chul Kuf Gimel and Perikid Anasha, holds that all Yisurei Torah go by Anas Me'ayim, we hold that all Yisurei Torah go by Goyren. Right? By Yom Kippur, you also need B'nai Me'ayim, according to this. But his father, the Chassam Sofer, said that not only L'gabi Shtia do we go by the Goyren, but even according to Reish Lakish, there's no machlokes in this. He said that yesh lechiluk. He says va'atik l'sheni ator. He says like this. He's oimid l'rabbonon kimlu because service misvedaita. Right? L'kuli alma afilu loig melech aboshem. Yeah. The kol adam nisyashiv daito kimeimra bebias kai service l'meir. That's it. That means Oig Melech HaBoshem, right? Schwarzenegger is also a Chosev HaSadad. It's Misvedaiter. But by drinking, Sinitah says, Ach Pishtim Oilum of Kol Echo Ba'atzma Mishayim. Yedach Samsoif is Kashin. The giant, right? The giant, for Achila, he has the same Shechila that everybody has. Yeah, the most little guy, the smallest guy, the same shit. You take a little bar mitzvah bacha, he's 4'11", he weighs 95 pounds, chosev es hagasa. You take oig melech haboshem, he's 8'11", 675 pounds, the zelbezah. And for mashke, and the gemara says, kim lo abonon episipse. Even Oig Melech HaBoshem, Zegeit HaRana, Chosev HaGasa, at least for a moment, for that moment, I'm okay. I got some use of that. And for Mashke, it's Mekolechem Misharim with his cheekful. Well, what's the distinction? Zogt er Chassam Sofer. V'nirgul ufiyani yizdaiti, listen to this chiddush nifla. But it's mamish, I saw this chiddush from Chassam Sofer when I was a bocher in Pressburg, and I mamish had to hold back from dancing. That's how excited I was. He said, v'nirgul alpi shas tesuke, ki sova inish chamwa migroine sova. So you have to look. Does somebody have a yuma on the table next to Sukkah? You have to look at Rashi's Lashon over there. You have a... No yuma. Anyway, Rashi learns that Rashi is different than Eichel. How come that the Gemara there is only talking about Poikikin? Thank you. The Gemara is talking about Poikikin. They used to plug the Shitin so it should look like it's overflowing with wine. So Rashi says over here that there's a chilek from achila to shtiyah. Listen what Rashi says. He says, it's daf mem tesom at base. Rashi says, what's the chilek? So Rashi, migroine sova. Bilgimois kasois v'goyren molei mazbiya. V'loy al yedei shtiyah merubo. Shemachnes yayin b'meyov. You don't get satisfaction from putting in a lot of liquid into your stomach. The einam keoichlim shahasoiva shalohen bo b'milui keres. Unbelievable, Rashi. Says the Chassam Sofer, the meloi lugmav doesn't go to the shtia, the yisur of shtia is a goyren. Now we understand that the, so he says, memeli, he says, by shti on Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayiv even if you didn't get an osmiyai. On the other hand, you need a certain amount of liquid in your throat to get that bevas achas, and in the bevas achas of the goyren is based on your meloy lukmov. That's why oig melech habashan is different than everybody else. Now we understand why the bracha achrona is so different. The bracha achrona you can only make if there's a tziruf in the goyrin, which is kadesh tia. It's mamish kevaldik. It's mamish sfosayim yushak. This chassam sofer nikorim divrei yoemes. If you hold like the goyim, then in kolat erakuli, even by mashke the shir is kadesh achilas pras, then you're not mechayiv to say such a chiddush. Then it's a Rashi and Sukkah, a chiddush, fine. You have a Shver Gemara in Yuma, Oig Melech HaBoshem, maybe you could find another Eitzah for there, you don't have to say like the Chassam Sofer. But the million-dollar question is, how could the Shir HaNoah be different, right, by such a gap from Achila to Shtiyah? But now we have this Metziah, we have the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is telling us, we're trying to create a different HaNoah. Comes the Ben Ish Chai. And the Ben Ish Chai has a shaylon on Pesach. If somebody throws up the Dalet Kaisis, are they Yates of Dalet Kaisis? Do they have to drink again? That happens sometimes. Somebody throws up the Dalet Kaisis. Have a mitzvah. He quotes the same Gemara as the Chassam Sofer. He says, Chama Migroine Sova. You ready, Makayim Dalet Kaisis? Shoy Makayim Gven Dalet Kaisis. Take Efumiyat. Because it's a different. We're using a different method. So that's why the Das of the Shulchan Aruch, the Stam Das of the Shulchan Aruch is, that the sheer tziruf by shtiyah is completely different than achil. For that reason, I hold la aloche, that really the Stam Das is the Das of the Shulchan Aruch, the aloche lucher is like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Stam Das of the Shulchan Aruch. So I got that with machmir, on Yom Kippur, with achil is pras by shtiyah also, kedas hagro, the Mishabur brings down the Gro and the Prichodesh. But if I have a Choyle, I don't give them the bigger shear for liquids. I always tell them liquid is the shear. And for Achila, I give them a bigger shear. They're always confused why. But now you guys know what's behind it. What's behind it is that the whole Kedah Achila's pras by liquid is already a Chiddush Gadol. Because the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's all totally in Kedesh Tiyas Revias. It's all totally in Kedesh Tiyas Revias. And the reason is because it's migroine sova. It's a like Rashi saying, it's a different sphere that we're looking for. We're not looking for the same sphere that we're looking to by Achil. Okay, stop. I'm sorry if it's Mamish Meir in Ayim.